Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Part of my week, too. I hope you stay with me the rest of the week. We've got a lot of good stuff lined up for you in the days straight ahead. But let's not get ahead of ourselves, because we've got some important business to take care of right now with our good friend Ken Davis. Ken is an award-winning, best-selling author of so many books, especially in the area of history. He's the author who wrote the book Don't Know Much About History. He's been on the show many times before. One of our two resident historians in the Brain Trust. His new book is called America's Hidden History, and he's here today to talk to us about Women's History Month. Ken, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. It's always a great pleasure to be with you. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, Ken. And Women's History Month. I'm glad we were able to get you scheduled for before the month was out. And you know, Ken, women. I'm a history buff. I like history. I've studied quite a few of the last 20 years or so. I've taught an adult Sunday school class, which has included quite a bit of studying of the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how important women have been, during the compilation of that book, and of those books, I should say, in the Bible,
all the way back,
and so really, if you think about it, you know, it's not just since history of the United States that women have been important, but they've put their mark on history for millennia, haven't they?
Well, absolutely. I guess we should start off with the fact that none of us would be here if it weren't for that. it starts there. No, your point about the Bible is a good one. You know, not to get sidetracked from the history question, but I did write a book also called "Don't Know Much About the Bible," and talked about how the many heroic women are talked about, written about, discussed in the Bible. But for most of us, certainly growing up, there really comes down to, you know, one or two women, and they're usually bad. You know, we remember Eve and Delilah,
right,
who cut off Samson's hair, and you know, maybe we remember the two Marys, and one of them was good, and one of them supposedly was bad, and that's probably not quite accurate. So a lot of myth and misconception as far as that goes. This Women's History Month, and you're right, we're right at the tail end of it. It is March, is Women's History Month. And, look, obviously we've been distracted by many things in the last few weeks and months, so this question has been pushed to the side. I did notice the First Lady, Michelle Obama, did go to Arlington early in the month. Many people may not be aware, there is specifically a memorial at Arlington for the women in military service. There's a memorial center there, and it talks about the role of women. I think there's a movement now afoot to recognize the women who served in World War II, for instance, pilots who had to step in and take over some of the roles that were taken by men who are now often flying in combat. So, you know, that's always been part of what I call our hidden history, and that's of course the title of the new book, America's Hidden History. And certainly in my school books growing up, women were hidden from the story for the most part. You know, you might get a story about Betsy Ross, which was inaccurate,
right,
and
right,
a story about a legendary Molly Pitcher, which was the clean version. Molly Pitcher was a camp follower and
a groupie.
It again comes back to this question of hidden history, and the sad part of it is that the stories of these women, like the stories of men who have been untold in our textbooks, are so fascinating. Right off the top of my head, for instance, and it is March, is a good time to bring this one up. The first American book to sell more than 1 million copies. You have any idea what it was?
Yep. Only because I've read your book.
Okay. Uncle Tom's Cabin by Harriet Beecher Stowe, published in 1852 in March. It was the first American book to sell more than 1 million copies, of course. It was a book that really changed history the way very few novels can. During the war itself, Lincoln met Stowe, and of course Lincoln's 6'4", and Stowe is around 4'11". Lincoln leans over and shakes her hands and says, "So you're the little lady who made this great war." Uncle Tom's Cabin is probably not taught, not widely read anymore, but it, in its day it was a sensation, largely because it put a human face on slavery for the first time, made slaves human beings, and the plight of a woman whose child was being torn away from her, or you know, any of the slaves who are depicted in the book were depicted as human beings, as real people.
Right.
That was astonishing in 1852. And
but the accomplishment of a million copies, that was pretty amazing. But you know, Ken, something that maybe
we're talking
not
about a country that had a population of somewhere in the range of 25 million at that time.
And so, how many of them were literate? a lot of them were probably illiterate. But you know, let alone have ever bought a book. But of course, the book came out in 1852. But the thing, something that's maybe not so hidden, and certainly not recently, is the influence of Abigail Adams. She was an amazing woman, wasn't she?
Oh, quite an extraordinary woman, Abigail Adams. Of course, the wife of John Adams, and many more Americans are aware of that pair now because of the wonderful book called John Adams, which
and the outstanding HBO special,
HBO,
which was Laura Linney won awards for that. I mean, she was tremendous in that.
Yes,
in that
she
role.
Did. Once again, it goes. It just so happens that on March 31st, tomorrow, in 1776, Abigail Adams wrote to her husband, John, while he was in Philadelphia, "Remember the ladies. Remember all men would be tyrants if they could. We will not hold ourselves bound to any laws in which we have no voice." Of course,
she had some spunk, didn't she?
She had spunk, and she was not a formally educated woman, but she was brilliant, and you read the brilliance comes through in the letters that are exchanged between the two of them, especially while John is in Philadelphia and Abigail Adams is back in Boston.
Hold on to that thought, Kim. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to move forward. I want to talk about some of the more recent generations of women who have had an impact on the history of the planet. 20 after the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ken Davis is our guest. His book is called America's Hidden History. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. Thank you very much for using it. We built it for you. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, check out my blog, my knowledge base, articles, archives, Brain Trust members. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes. We got something that will help you there, and I hope you'll check it out. Ken Davis is with us. He's deposited many pearls of wisdom with us over the years, for which we have archived and made available to you on demand, including our visit today will be up real soon. Ken is the author of America's Hidden History, among other books, including Don't Know Much About History and all those, that series of books. Ken, tell us how we can find you and how we can find your other books.
Well, the Don't Know Much About series, including Don't Know Much About History and the new book, America's Hidden History, are usually in all the local bookstores. You can certainly find them on the online booksellers as well. And you can go to don'tknowmuch.com. That's all one word, no apostrophe.
Right.
And I link up to some place to find the books. And you'll learn more about the books. I don't sell anything myself there.
Right.
That's one headache I don't need.
and folks, we're talking about Women's History Month. We're wrapping up the month of Women's History Month, and we're talking about some of the women that have been important to the history of our country. You know, Ken, in the last couple of generations, women have really taken a role, a greater role, a more visible role at the heads of corporations, on boards of directors for corporations in the Congress. We had a vice presidential nominee in the 80s. We had who is a woman. We have had a vice presidential nominee in the recent cycle. We've had women running for president, and Hillary Clinton came darn close to getting the nomination this time.
Yes, she did.
And so we've had women in the secretaries of state, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, other countries have had this too. It hasn't just been ours. I think of Golda Meir and Indira Gandhi and Margaret Thatcher and some of those important women. But women have made their mark much more in the last few generations than ever before, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely, and it's we were talking about this off air, of course, Jim, and especially for I think younger people, not just younger women, it's remarkable to go back and think of 30 or 40 years ago and just the difference in the American workplace. And we were talking about the show Mad Men and how that depicts, that's set in 1960,
right.
Madison Avenue, the
right.
world of the 1960s, where if a woman in the workplace meant a secretary essentially,
right.
and a secretary meant you were going to be getting the coffee and you were going
right.
to be enduring all the looks and the comments and the smirks,
mm-hmm.
and obviously, that has been a true revolution in the American workplace and American society. So we have to remember what a tremendous transformation that's been. And of course, you cite a few of the women, obviously prominent women in politics that we've had recently. And the rest of the world has actually been ahead of the curve on this in terms of the United
States. In some ways,
Even a place like you think of Pakistan. You think of Pakistan
mm-hmm.
as being a backwards place. Benazir Bhutto was a major leader there long ago. Indira Gandhi, you mentioned as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have Angela Merkel in leading.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean to forget her. She's an important one in Germany. Ken, there's another group of people, though, that we have to recognize, especially on this show, and that is the incredible emergence of women business owners.
Oh, absolutely. And that
close to 50% of businesses in America are owned and controlled by women.
Well, absolutely, and that's one of the things, as I was talking about, the change in the office place. I think it was just within the past few years or so that women became the majority in the workforce
mm-hmm.
as well. So, of course, this is a tremendous reservoir of talent and energy and smarts and good ideas, that's been a transformation in American society that is a very healthy one. And again, if you don't know that history and you started to forget it and you grow up in a time when women were in all these positions, you don't realize how remarkable the transformation has been in our lifetimes.
Well, and one of the things we've done on this show for the last, ever since we started, in fact, I actually got a letter from a president thanking us for our support of women business owners on this show, has been to talk about the how the growth of women business ownership. And what we've done also is to bring men along, reminding men that if you have difficulty dealing with women in authority positions, you're going to have trouble in the marketplace in the future, because these are going to be your customers, they're going to be your partners, maybe your boss.
Well,
more.
The other thing is that a couple of years ago, the Today Show, I believe it did, did a remarkable announced the findings of a remarkable survey. They wanted to know what went into a successful marriage,
mm-hmm.
that lasted more than 25 years, and the answer seemed to always be the same: husbands who listen to their wives. So it's
I think mutual respect
very,
is
very practical. Very practical.
Mutual respect is the big thing.
Here's one from the world
Quickly, go ahead.
Just a quick one from the world of business, talking about women business entrepreneurs.
Yep.
50 years ago, March 9th, 1959, a woman introduced a little toy called Barbie.
You just had to bring up Barbie, didn't you?
Well, it changed
America. Sure did. It sure did. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Good job today.
It's my pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me. And
we'll see you next time.
Okay.
Ken Davis, ladies and gentlemen, America's Hidden History, wherever books are sold. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.